Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here to talk about the 27 Times Cinema Initiative, and we are joined by Andriani Ioannou.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Who is the ambassador for of Cyprus for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. So welcome to FED. And first of all, how did you find out this European project, and why do you decide to apply for 27 Times Cinema?
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. So I found out last year randomly on Facebook, which is kind of funny because I don't use it anymore. I follow the Cypriot Directors Society, so they kind of posted about it. But it was like the last 2 days before the deadline, and I quickly applied for it. And of course, I didn't get in, but I had it in the back of my mind. And so when this year came, I made a nice application and a better one, and I applied for it. The reason why I applied for it is that, I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I think. We get to not only attend the Venice Film Festival, but also be part of the jury for the Giornate. And it's an amazing opportunity to expand our like filmography and like see more films that we wouldn't have the chance to see otherwise or wouldn't have known. And yeah, like, it's just an amazing journey, and like, I was looking forward so much to come here.
I read on your profile that your dream job, you have different dream jobs.
Yeah.
You wanted to become a writer or a director or an editor. So which is this related to your background?
Yes, it is. So I was fortunate enough to know what I wanted to do from a young age. So I studied film production. I did my BA in England, and I'm now finishing my master's degree in filmmaking. So, but when I wrote like these three words, like I thought of it as one, because I like to call myself as a filmmaker. So I like to do a lot of things within filmmaking. So, I mean, mostly I'm interested in directing, but I also kind of like want to direct my own films, and I just love editing. I think that's editing was the start of me falling in love with filmmaking. And so I kind of want to do a little bit of all, but if I had to choose one, it would be directing.
And speaking of filmmaking, what is the situation of independent cinema in general in your country?
Cyprus being a really small island with a small community, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of independent cinemas, and even the commercial ones are like struggling nowadays. And unfortunately, the independent cinemas in Cyprus, I'm not sure exactly, but we use them mostly for the festivals, and they're not open like the whole time of the year for people to go and watch films. They're mostly used for events, some theaters, some music festivals and stuff. But yeah, cinemas in Cyprus are like really kind of struggling as the industry. I mean, we don't have one, but creatives in Cyprus are like pushing forwards nowadays, and we're seeing things get done, and I hope to be able to attend more festivals and attend those cinemas, and hopefully we expand more.
Moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 time cinema activities, so masterclass, workshop, are you looking forward to the most, and why?
So it's probably going to be a bit popular answer. I'm looking forward to the masterclass with our president, Céline Sciamma. I'm a huge admirer of her work. Her films have inspired me. I had the chance of seeing Portrait of a Lady on Fire in London Film Festival, and that was a monumental experience for me. And yeah, I just adore her films. The topics of her films really move me, and I relate and feel close to me. I think she's a phenomenal director and writer, especially her animated film that she wrote, My Life as a Zucchini, moved me, and I can't wait to look for the masterclass and hear what she has to say about her process and how she approaches filmmaking.
Okay, thank you, Antriani, for sharing your experience as ambassador of Cyprus for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.